This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Oil prices are up on the news. And staying with Russia now, the Kremlin says it's planning to raise more than $12 billion by selling off state-owned assets, from banks to mining and oil companies. Russia could use the money. The collapse in oil prices over the past year and a half has left a big hole in that government's budget. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
As many as seven major corporations could be up for sale. The airline Aeroflot, the oil giant Rosneft, and Russian Railways among them. Given the big fall in the price of oil, says Alexander Branis of London-based asset manager Prosperity Capital, selling off state assets makes sense.
They want to plug the hole in government finances, which any government would do, and it's the right course to take.
But Brenda Kelly of the London Capital Group says these proposed sales look panicky.
Privatisation of some of these companies tends to smack of desperation. It does, I suppose, in some respects, look a little bit like a fire sale.
A chance for foreign investors to snap up some prime Russian property at a knockdown price, but how safe would the investment be? This is Putin's Russia, after all, not a place that's renowned for upholding the rule of law. Lawyer and Kremlin watcher Jameson Firestone.
Like in the Soviet Union, there is no such thing as private property in Russia. You own stuff while they allow you to own it.
Firestone fled Moscow after his colleague Sergei Magnitsky died in custody after making allegations of high-level theft and corruption. But in spite of a string of Russian corporate scandals, fund manager Alexander Branis says he might be interested in new asset sales.
I believe that corporate governance of Russian state-controlled companies has improved tremendously. And, Russia is basically too big to ignore, and we're still very happy to be investing in this market.
But some London-based analysts doubt there will be a major sell-off anyway. Nick Redman of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
I would be surprised if there was a large-scale disposal of assets. You might see one or two.
And he says even then, only minority stakes will be for sale. Putin has spent too much effort tightening his grip on the state in order to give up any part of it. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.